This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean. We are back in the house rocking it, aren't we, Robbie?
I'm rocking it over here. Always.
And we've got a show. We're filled with guests and there's lots of fantastic stuff going on in Melbourne at the moment. This is something that's really exciting. Joining us now in the studio is Luca and Lee, and we're here to talk about Queerfest. Hey guys, how's it going?
Good, thank you. Oh, so much applause.
The studio audience is very excited. Now, in a week and a half, not this Saturday, but the Saturday after, there's a one-day fundraiser happening, which is Queerfest, which is put together by the two of you, which is no small feat, is it? Now, it's a top surgery fundraiser, but tell us a little bit about how you decided to go, here's a good idea to raise funds for top surgery, making a one-day event that's just going to be huge and amazing and lots of stuff going on.
Well, it first started really small and then it kind of snowballed, but I've been really lucky with my partner Lee, who's organised most of it, so I'm sure she's very keen to tell you.
Luca, being who they are, doesn't do things by halves. So we had this thing all planned out. Once, I think the hard part was deciding to have the top surgery, and then it was like, how are we going to get there? And it started with a crowdfunder campaign, and then, you know, they were like, we'll do this event, and you know, we're active people in the community. We work at Friday, which is a fortnightly queer night in Northcote, and also at Westgay, and so just using those connections to get something happening. And we've been to a few events where it's like, oh, we could do that. And, you know, why don't
shade.
We? Not shade. It's a gentle encouragement of, you know, I know people, you know, I've put on events before previously. I'm from Canberra, so I've done different kinds of events for different reasons, and have that experience of having an idea and just wanting to run with it. And it was going to be two events, and then we kind of combined it into one event at the Ascot Lot and kind of turned into Queerfest. So it was like, what do we want this event to be about, and what do we want to contribute? So people are contributing to the event by donating and purchasing things and raising money, but also we wanted to give back. So we didn't want to just put out the can and be like, money please.
Yep.
Like, we wanted to do something that would engage everybody and get people excited to just be part of the community.
Well, now you guys are also Proud Minority, which is a great t-shirt and cap and all these wonderful things.
Fabulous,
I'm wearing one right now. I do. But for all of our listeners that may remember, if you were anywhere near the Proud Minority stall on Midsummer Carnival Day, you would know, because it was just constantly swamped. Constantly everyone was there.
I've never felt like more of a celebrity.
But buying these fabulous t-shirts, but also because there were certain tops that were a part of raising funds for the top surgery, which had a brilliant response, which is the Body Art Beautiful one. And if anyone's seen my crop top picture on social media, that's the one that I was wearing as well, which is great. So that's just one of the, you had a GoFundMe, you also had the tops that was another way to raise funds. And now Queerfest is another one as well. So it's going to be an entire day filled with really interesting queerness. So tell us a bit about what that program is like for the day.
So the first half of the day is going to be a trans and gender non-conforming talk. And that was really important to me because I think my experience within our queer community is first I came out as trans male and was using male pronouns, and I found it really difficult because I run a pretty busy meetup group as well called Queer Club. A lot of people really struggled with not being able to pronoun me correctly or not even knowing anybody who was trans. And then about a year and a half of identifying that way, I started identifying as non-binary. And I feel within our community, even though our community is really full of love, it also can be filled with segregation, and a lot of people don't really understand that there can be more than two ways of being trans. And so it was really important for me to have a session with like trans women, trans men, and also people who are non-binary, just so we can kind of educate our community a little bit, but also just to kind of share our knowledge and experience.
Yeah, I think it's definitely meant to be educational, but with a kind of openness and a transparency in not making people feel intimidated. I find that segregation in the queer community to be a bit, I think you described it as being put in the too hard basket.
Yeah.
People
yeah.
are like, oh, that issue is a bit too controversial, or people don't engage with trans people or non-binary people because they think it's they're going to say the wrong thing. And so this is meant
a
to open
that
up. A lot
of it stems from fear, from they don't want to insult you, or they don't want to say the wrong thing, and then they kind of push themselves away. And I think that's what we're trying to kind of attack, really.
It's that old adage, isn't it, that education really sort of is the key to, you know, breaking down a lot of these barriers, which I've seen as well in our community, that they're definitely there. So it's really exciting that we've got this opportunity. There's lots of other great things happening at this event too, though. I'm noticing that you've got queer-owned and supported food trucks there, which sounds really cool.
Yeah, so the Ascot lot in Ascot Vale is a really great food truck business that has a rotating roster of food trucks in there, and there are a few mainstays in that area. So there's a brick and mortar shop called Pickle and the Patty. Hey girls. Lyndall and Laura, they're two of the most adorable couple that own Pickle and the Patty, which is a burger company, and then they have their truck called Dr. Seuss, which is like sous vide food. Which is delicious. And so we kind of connected with them at Queer Expo last year, and then they bought a bunch of Proud Minority stuff as their uniforms, and then that kind of started that relationship with them. So they're a mainstay, and then some of the owners have like a Mr. Whippy van, and they're part of the queer community, and so wanting to kind of build upon that. So every part of Queer Fest has been, how do we get more people in the community to come together? So they're helping us by being part of the event, but we are really kind of pushing getting their brand out there as well. And so I specifically asked the owners, can we reach out to other queer and queer-friendly businesses to kind of help promote them in that way, because that's so important.
It's great to kind of look at that and see that that queerness is reflected both on the outside of what we see, but on the inside and behind the scenes as well. I think that's really exciting, and it's really great. Like, so just looking at the day, you've got some of the speakers including Frankie Hipkins, Jacob Thomas, Jack Metcalf, Quinn Eads, and Sav Zwicky. And that was like, so one of the things you're talking about, having, you know, these different conversations in different parts of these spaces, and it's going to be, so that's just one chunk of the day though, isn't it?
Yeah. That's just the first half, and then the second half is going to be a drag and burlesque extravaganza.
Yes! Everybody loves a drag and burlesque. Fantastic performers there, including An Addiction, Discophoria, Freddie Carey, Glitter Fist, Ink Bits, and Nancy Boy. Really great acts.
And if you're not following the actual event page, which we've put up on the Mad Wednesday social media, you should be, because in the past week the performers have been announced, and it gets more and more exciting every single day when another one is announced. It's really, really great.
It is. And, you know, as far as wanting to kind of highlight as part of Queer Fest the diversity in our community, I wanted to get diversity within, you know, the drag burlesque performance kind of thing, because there's so many different types of performers out there, and you know, this is just a little, tiny little taste of what's out there in Melbourne and beyond. So Ink Bits is an amazing non-binary performer from Canberra who's actually one of my besties. We have matching tattoos. I asked if they wanted to be a part of it, and they're like, yes, absolutely. So we're putting them up for the weekend. They really pushed that those lines between gender and how they identify and what people view of them. So within their non-binariness, being a part of the burlesque scene, so they're, you know, punk cabaret and burlesque, people read them as one way and they're like, no, I'm not going to be defined by what you can see, and every act that I do is going to be different, and that's what I love about them and a lot of people in the lineup.
So what I think is great, this is an event that's happening on the 23rd of February. It's happening, you know, all day, and it's going to be absolutely fabulous and wonderful. Wonderful, and it sounds really fantastic, but all the money raised from it goes to top surgery. So here's my question, because I don't know. Tell me if I'm I completely step into a weird area, by the way. How much does top surgery actually cost?
So For me, top surgery without private health insurance is around the $16,000 mark.
Wow.
If I get private health insurance, it's more around the $10,000 mark, $10,000, $11,000. So the only thing that's really covered through insurance is the hospital fee. So it is a really, really huge like out-of-pocket expense, and then obviously there's still a bit of aftercare, and you, afterwards you can't work for about 6 weeks because you're a bit restricted in the arms, of course. So it's something that is something I've wanted for quite a long time, and I just kind of, like a lot of trans people do, is they push it out of their head because they think they can't afford it or it's too unattainable. And I think it was about August last year, I just kind of had this huge bubble burst in my life, and I was like, this is something I have to do. And so Lee just kind of took the reins and was like, well, we're going to do it. And we're going to make something happen. So I've been really lucky so far with my online crowdfunder, and through the shirts that you mentioned, the Bodies Are Beautiful Proud Minority shirts. So I've raised just over $6,000 so far. So we have at least another four to go.
And what I love is, you know, you've been doing it through the crowdfunder and through selling the Body Is Beautiful T-shirts. Mm. But then the next step that you're doing is an entire day. It's Queer Fest. It's an entire day and evening with evening performances dedicated to celebrating the fact that bodies are beautiful and talking about the diversity that exists within them. And you've created a day for it, you know, which is just blowing my mind because the amount of work that goes into that. But I love that this exists and is a fundraiser to add to that as well. It's just also just blowing my mind to think the decision to be able to come to going, yep, I do want to have top surgery. That's one huge part of it. Then it's tackling the financial bit. So I love that you found this creative, active way for yourselves to be able to do it and that we can talk about it as well, which I think is really wonderful.
Well, if anyone knows Luca, you'll know that they are terrible at asking for help. And so it's always been about that kind of value add, like what can I give them for giving me something? And it's like, just let them give you something. But this is definitely, if you want to talk about value adding, you know, being able to put on something for the community, which I think it's something that we've wanted to be doing anyway for a while. And, you know, this could turn into something bigger and better in the following years, because there's so many people out there. If you type into any crowdfunder page, top surgery, gender affirmation surgery, there's so many people out there that need help that, you know, a lot of trans and non-binary people don't have a lot of super. Like, people are like, well, why don't you just dip into your super? And it's like, well, you know, employment options, you know,
employment options can be hard enough for trans and gender diverse individuals. That can be a difficult enough challenge as well. The things that people just assume that make their lives easier, you don't realise that that's completely the opposite side of the coin for trans and gender diverse people and non-binary people as well, and the space that creates. So that's why I just think it's so wonderful, this fantastic event happening on Saturday, August 23rd, Queer Fest. Now, tickets
are... It's February. Sweetie.
February, what did I say?
You said August.
I don't know why.
I'm still recovering
from midsummer. Okay, everyone, February. Don't confuse me then. Now, tickets are already on sale right now, but you know what everyone's like, where they just turn around and go, I'll just get tickets on the door on the day.
And Dean, I've got the perfect situation here for you, because I know how much of a busy homosexual that you are. Tickets are only $20, but if you can't make it on the day, you can buy a pay-it-forward ticket for somebody else.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Which means that if someone can't afford to be able to come but really wants to be able to come and to be able to be a part of it, you can actually still donate and give if you can't come on the day yourself. Or even if you can, you can just do that anyway.
Yeah.
Which is absolutely awesome. It's a fantastic event happening on February the 23rd. It's literally not this Saturday, but just the Saturday after. And there's also going to be not just stalls, not just food trucks, not just talks. There's also going to be a silent auction on the day as well, filled with fabulous queer arts and products. So this is so wonderful. There's so much going on. Guys, thank you so much for coming in and joining us just talking about this today. We really appreciate it. We've got it up on our social media and we're going to be sharing that all during the next week because it's happening next Saturday. You can find all the details for it there up on our socials. Look up Queer Fest on Facebook to get all the information. Thank you so much for coming and joining us today.
Thank you, Dean and Robbie. We appreciate it so much.
We absolutely do. Get your tickets to Queerfest and also get some tickets for some other people as well. I think it's really fabulous. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.